You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Scott is joining us today on Second Date Update. Scott, thanks for being here. Thanks for messaging us about Meredith. Scott, welcome to the show. Update us. What's the latest?
Hey, so thanks for having me on. So we had a really nice first date, but it's been over 2 weeks, and honestly, I just can't figure out why she ghosted me.
Dang, 2 weeks, that's
a long time.
Yeah. What did you guys do on the date?
Well, I mentioned to her that I love guacamole, so she had a favorite Mexican place, and we went there for dinner.
Okay, so guacamole came up in the conversation.
Yeah.
Good.
I love guac. Well, that's great.
So would you say the, and you sat down, obviously, to dinner there, or did you eat at the bar or what? I don't know why I need to know this, but I want a picture.
I can see that.
No, we were face-to-face. Okay. We had good conversation. It flowed. We were talking about our shows. She's into the hospital shows, but I like more like Blue Bloods and Law and Order.
My mom loved Blue Bloods.
Okay.
Good. All right. So how did you leave things with Meredith, Scott, at the end of the night?
A Netflix and chill night.
All right. So this is embarrassing, but I went in for a kiss, and she turned, so I landed on her cheek, and I guess maybe that was too forward.
Oh.
Like, how did she react?
Was that a turnoff for her?
I mean, I tried really hard to not, you know, be turnoffish. Like, I made sure I didn't hog the walking chip. I told her ahead of time that I always pick up the check on a first date, and there was no drama. Like, you know.
All right, well, let's see. It's been 2 weeks, Scott. So, I'm not saying it's looking great, but we won't know until we get Meredith on the phone and she agrees to come on and maybe answer some of our questions. So will calling her be a deal sealer or a deal breaker?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Meredith?
Yes. Who's calling?
Yeah. Hi, Meredith. Sorry to trouble you this morning, but I got to tell you right up front, it's Thunder and PT. It's not a sales call or anything like that, but we are on the radio right now, and we do a morning show on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Meredith.
And would you have a few minutes to possibly talk to us this morning?
I guess it depends. Like, what is this for?
Okay, yeah, of course. So we do a segment. Well, we heard, first of all, from an acquaintance of yours named Scott.
And we do this all the time, so we're somewhat trained professionals.
And what PT is saying is we do a segment called Second Date Update. And so we do it each weekday morning at this time. You went to dinner with a gentleman named Scott a couple of weeks ago. So we're calling just to ask you if you enjoyed your time with Scott.
Honestly, I wish I could forget about that guy.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what happened?
Okay. So he mentioned his ex a couple times during dinner. You know, my girlfriend used to work out 6 days a week, that sort of thing. And I just can't date someone who's still, you know, stuck on their ex.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so he was,
that's fair.
So the time at the Mexican restaurant sitting across from each other, a lot of that time was spent with Scott talking about his ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely more than what, you know, a few mentions. It just wasn't normal.
Got it. No, okay. Completely understandable. Meredith, I know it's been a couple of weeks since you saw Scott and you haven't been in contact with him. He may have even texted you once or twice. And since we've got him on the other line, are you okay if we just kind of brought him into the conversation so we could ask him about this? It would just take one, one.
I guess. I really only have a few minutes. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right. Meredith, stay right here. Okay. Hold on. Scott?
Hey.
Could you hear us talking to Meredith on hold?
Yeah. Or
why'd you keep bringing up your ex on this on this date?
Okay, so Meredith, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, but my girlfriend and I just opened up our relationship, and I'm kind of new to this. I guess, you know, that was just a clumsy way of letting you know.
Wait, what?
Wait, not your ex? Like your current girlfriend?
Yeah, but no, but it's okay. Look, I'm 100% allowed to see other people. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about anything.
I'm very worried about everything. Like, how could you not tell me something like that?
What do you mean? I mean, look, it's no different from casually dating a few people. Most of the guys you're meeting are probably already doing that.
I guess, but I don't want to date someone who already has a girlfriend.
Wait, I mean, I thought we had a cool connection. I mean, it would be really great to see where it leads.
Okay, did any of this, so none of this came up on the date, Meredith, that Scott was still seeing his, what you thought was his ex, but is really his current girlfriend, and you're not looking for somebody who's,
Yeah, if people want to do that, that's fine, but I'm looking for a monogamous relationship, and he didn't really let me even know that. It was,
yeah,
this is obvious. So, Scott, this is kind of like your first time of like trying to step outside of your current. Am I even saying this right? Step out of your current dating relationship?
No. So we're open, and look,
so it's,
I mean,
not
even
stepping
my
out.
Girlfriend and we live together, but we have a schedule where, you know, we could even hang out at my place.
Oh my
God! Wait a second. So, are you looking for? I don't even know if I'm asking this properly, but are you looking to have like a separate relationship with Meredith or somebody else
while you're living with your girlfriend?
Yeah, with your girlfriend, or is this like you want to bring Meredith into the relationship with you and your girlfriend?
No, we're open. We're open, which means that, you know, she can date other people, I can date other people. And like I said, we got a schedule. So, you know, my place is even an option.
Meredith.
I'm blown away. Meredith. Like a whole new thing.
Are you crazy? I can't even.
Could somebody tell me how the two of you met? You met online? I can't remember what Scott told us. Did you guys meet on an app or what?
We met on Hinge, yeah.
And I've never been on Hinge, so I don't know. I'm a little unhinged, actually, to be honest with you. But did you say, Scott, up front, I'm just looking for something casual, I have a girlfriend. Is there an opportunity on Hinge to do that, to put a little more information?
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you put that in your bio ahead of time, then people might act like, you know, like how Meredith is now. So I just kind of get to know the person.
Wow.
I'll introduce it.
Right, but
like, you know.
Work it in slowly.
So you're absolutely right. You're not going to get as many first dates if you say, I've already got a girlfriend. But I think what we're getting at is, like, once that information comes out, I think a lot of people are going to feel, I'll say, hoodwinked or whatever, like, misled.
Not everyone. Yeah. Not everyone.
Well, I mean, you're not looking.
Really, it's a thing.
Would this be,
you know,
like.
Open relationships are common now.
But then I think you should fish in a pond of open relationships then. Because then people are, like, more, like, they're used to the conversation.
And you guys are younger than I am, but is this kind of one of those unicorn things, or have I got that all wrong? Meredith?
I don't know what a unicorn
is. It a total unicorn situation?
I don't know myself. Like, I might need to stop dating for a while.
Yeah. This is disturbing.
I wouldn't let this. I don't think this is super normal.
Meredith, I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't leave your house. All right. Listen, so we have to ask Meredith, this part of the process here, is it a yes or a no to a second date with Scott?
Yeah, it's a big no.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
It's a no.
It's
all right. Well, Meredith, if you change your mind, you know, you just let me know. You got my number.
I'm speechless. Honestly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Maybe you'll get tired of whoever you end up with, Meredith.
I wouldn't hold out hope on that one, right. Scott.
Yeah.
To be
honest. Until then, thanks for being on
the second date update.
Wake up with a smile and everything country. Thunder and PT on 102.9 The Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.